my kids say, stop speaking as Olaf. This is, I didn't create a distinct enough voice. It is a thrill. You know, it's a thrill to come back. It's a thrill to work with such a brilliant new team who's taking this character and opening new doors for him to go, right? It's, the first movie is so much about Olaf discovering. Olaf is he's almost like a newborn waking up. And so as we continue to tell these stories, what's fun as an artist is to get to have Olaf be in a place where now he's learning and growing emotionally, and you know, his education is also growing. The things that he's seeing, he's processing. And I love that. I love that growth. My kids are tickled by the fact that Daddy's Olaf. I read them books, I read them Frozen books, and it's a very surreal thing for them, I'm sure, to have Olaf reading Olaf, you know, when I'm sitting there. And for before both the short and the sequel, I always go back to the original movie just to recalibrate my brain to that. Because it's funny, the more I do the voice, he starts to like live much higher than, you know, like the more I record in a bubble, I'm like, hi, I'm Olaf! Like, more lines. And he's just terrifying. That's not the character. And then it's always good to remind myself, oh, you know, there's a warmth to it. But my kids definitely love it.
So is your voice going to drop in the sequel then?
Olaf, just a preview. Frozen 2, it's going to be, hey, I'm Olaf. I'm warm hogs. A little weird, but see how it tests.